Welcome to Creative Connections, the medical analogy podcast. In each episode, we dive into a new condition, unraveling its complexities through exciting and relatable stories. The series is brought to life by award-winning voice actor Ben Haug. And if you want more, I invite you to visit rickycomerford.com/store, where you can purchase the textbook. Available in paperback and ebook formats. Enjoy the episode and happy learning.
Diabetes. Picture a city with a complex transportation system. The city's roads are blood vessels, and insulin is like the FOMs that allow vehicles, or glucose, to enter secure parking lots, akin to the body's cells. These vehicles are carrying passengers, which symbolizes energy, delivering them to various destinations within the city, representing the body. In a well-functioning city, there is an abundance of working FOMs, ensuring that vehicles can enter the parking lots whenever required. However, imagine a series of disruptions within the city's transportation system. In one scenario, there is a shortage of FOBs, which describes a lack of insulin. In other circumstances, the FOBs are efficient in numbers, but are faulty and are no longer recognized by the parking garage readers. This describes insulin resistance. As a result, vehicles, or glucose, cannot enter the parking garage, which causes the vehicles to accumulate on the streets, symbolizing our bloodstream. This causes congestion or high blood sugar and leaves passengers or energy stranded outside the parking garages, starving our cells of energy. This transportation chaos is an analogy for diabetes, a chronic condition marked by high blood sugar levels. This happens due to the body's inability to produce enough insulin, which symbolizes type 1 diabetes. In type 2 diabetes, the cells display an ineffective response to the insulin it does produce. Over time, these traffic congestions, akin to high blood sugar, can damage the city's infrastructure, such as our blood vessels, nerves, and organs, which leads to health issues like heart disease, neuropathy, kidney damage, and vision impairment. Healthcare professionals act as skilled urban planners who tackle the city's transportation challenges by identifying the factors causing the disruptions. They find ways to alleviate the congestion so that passengers can enter parking garages to provide essential services to the city. Medical interventions may involve providing medications, promoting lifestyle changes, and encouraging regular blood sugar monitoring. This is like issuing new FOBs, optimizing traffic flow, and regularly maintaining the city's transportation system. The ultimate goal is to ensure that the city, or in medical terms, the body, continues to function effectively and provide a high quality of life for its residents, achieving a healthy metabolism.